Our next speaker, Adam Mosseri, is presenting on behalf of Jing Cheng, who serves as the Director of Community Health Programs at Asian Human Services and has been doing so since 2001. Her experience and skills include health education, needs assessment research, program development, and evaluation. And in particular, she's done work in Asian American communities in Chicago. So welcome and thank you for filling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being here today. Dr. Zhang has to fill in for one of our caseworkers who recently passed away, and so she asked me to present on her behalf. We don't have anything to disclose, unfortunately, or fortunately. So a little bit about Asian Human Services. We're located on the north side of Chicago, Illinois, and our mission is to provide client-centered, quality, and compassionate services to Asian American immigrants and other underserved populations so that they can participate fully and in society and thrive and prosper. And a bit about that, are the other underserved populations includes a growing African immigrant and refugee population. And our services range. We have mental health services, community health programs, which I'm going to talk about today. And we have an FQHC, we have employment services, literacy programs, a charter school, and then also provide legal advice. And our staff is over 100 people, including numerous interns, AmeriCorps volunteers, and other volunteers. And I actually volunteer with Asian Human Services, and that's how I got to be here today. So more specifically about the program I'll be speaking about today, we abbreviated AWARE, but it stands for Asian Women Advocate for Reproductive Health, Health Equality Program. And we have many different foci, but the one I'll be speaking about today is about breast and cervical cancer prevention. And coming from a public health background, we always try to involve sort of these core components of public health. So we have an assessment arm. We use surveys and focus groups. Through our assurance, we aim for screening and outreach programming, and then also evaluation component. And then that leads to development of a policy agenda plan. So I apologize, it should say significance. So Christina touched upon this a little bit, and I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. Breast and cervical cancer among Asian and Asian American women, the rates seem lower than other racial and ethnic groups, but as she mentioned, many of the barriers to access to health information and care of this population might affect that. But even more so, I believe that it's the lack of data or the much aggregated data that we see. So we're always lumped together as AAPI, and we all know that within the Asian population as well as the Pacific Island population, we have very different health outcomes and cultural backgrounds. And so I'll go into this in the next slide, as you'll see, but I just wanted to touch upon that here. And then the goal of our program through AWARE is to increase the access to breast and cervical cancer information and screening among the Asian and Asian American population in Chicago, and sort of gather more information to better inform Asian Human Services in terms of a policy agenda plan to take to our representatives in local government. So as you can see here, these are data from CDC and the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is actually data from CDC as well. The most recent data shows how, where the orange line up there, that Asian women for both breast and cervical cancer screening have the lowest rates among all their racial and ethnic groups. And again, this will have an effect on probably the rates of diagnoses. So if we're not getting screened, we're not being diagnosed. So for AWARE, the target population was Asian and Asian American women in Chicago. Many of our participants had limited English language skills, but because Asian Human Services, we have many staff members who are fluent in a variety of Asian and Pacific Island languages, we were able to reach a broader audience. And many of our participants were low income and had limited access to screening services. So the majority of our population does not have a health insurance, and then fewer than 20% actually had a regular health care provider, which is partially why Asian Human Services now has the federally qualified health center to address that issue. So the methods of the WEAR program, we used a mixed methods approach. We had a survey that was be clear that the analyses was based on pre-2010 guidelines and recommendations for breast cancer screening, so everybody knows how that changed. And so the data I'm presenting on was based on once every 2 years beginning at age 40 for mammogram, and then for cervical cancer within 3 years of onset of sexual activity or by age 21, whichever comes first. So we had an AWARE reproductive health survey, which included 157 women, and this was a quantitative survey, so we went out into community areas on the north side of Chicago, in the streets, community centers, and we talked to Asian and Asian American women and surveyed them, and then we looked at the results and wanted to know more about why we were seeing the results we were seeing. And so we had held two focus groups comprised of a total of 22 women, and they ranged in age from 31 to 75 years old with an average age of 51 years. And we took this opportunity to delve more into what influences their behavior for screening. And on a side note, I didn't include a limitation slide, but there were definite limitations to this program in that it was conducted on mainly the north side of Chicago, which is already sort of high in community outreach and programming. A lot of our community-based organizations tend to be aggregated on the north side of Chicago, so that might also affect baseline knowledge and screening. Not all the questions were answered by our participants. I think many of you have had that experience. And then we couldn't account for individual risk, so we based it on the general guidelines, but as you might know, each woman has sort of an individual risk that might affect how often they should be screened and how often they should see a physician or a nurse practitioner. And again, the age range from 31 to 75, we might be missing a large number of women under 31 who still should be screened for cervical cancer. So those are some of our limitations. The results overall, of the women who did answer the questions, 86% of respondents ages 40 or older reported knowledge of breast cancer, that they knew what breast cancer was, and only 37% of those same respondents reported ever having a mammogram. While 46% of respondents age 21 years or older reported knowledge of what cervical cancer was, but only 33 respondents had actually had a pap smear. So when I saw Christina's results, it's very similar. And we performed a basic chi-square test to make sure that this wasn't just like due to random chance, that this was significant results. Sometimes it's easier to look at a graph. So in graph form, of those who answered both questions, knowledge of breast cancer, and then also if you've been screened for breast cancer, many women knew what breast cancer was but wasn't screened. And then for cervical cancer, it was a little bit different of a picture. So of those who answered both questions, many women didn't know what cervical cancer was and therefore hadn't been screened. So with this data from the quantitative survey, we performed the qualitative focus groups, and we didn't use any fancy analysis software like Atlas TI or anything, but we did try to code based on different patterns that we saw. So for perceived susceptibility, some participants believe that only much older women required breast cancer screening, older than themselves. And then many believe that only married women needed cervical cancer screening. So again, very similar results. And then many participants believe that culturally only sexually promiscuous women actually required cervical cancer screening. So many married women thought, I'm only with my husband, why do I need to get cervical cancer screening? Or I only have one partner, why should I be screened? So these patterns started to come out, and they're very worrisome, but they give us sort of an idea of why we're seeing the patterns that we're seeing, and can better inform Asian Human Services on how to reach this population. Self-efficacy, many participants noted that cost or the amount of time needed to go get a screening was very challenging. And then also the fear and embarrassment of having a male physician or any physician for that matter perform this screening was identified as a barrier. And then also barriers to access in terms of not knowing where to be screened or how to get screening. And one opportunity that is available to all women in Illinois is that if they meet the guidelines, again, so sometimes individual risk comes into it as well, there is free breast cancer screening for all women in Illinois. So there are opportunities. So it was just a matter of understanding why they weren't being screened and how we might be able to reach them. Other barriers included access to transportation, and then also the screening recommendation was often dependent upon the healthcare provider. So many women who had been screened said they were screened because their healthcare provider actually told them they should be screened. They might not have understood why, but sometimes they believed, oh, well, if the healthcare provider is telling me so, I should do so. And of the women who hadn't been screened, they often said if they did see a doctor that nobody ever told them that they should be screened, that it didn't come up. So all of this has sort of informed us better of what our future plans should be. And one thing for sure is that we need to address how to strengthen the continuum of care, outreach and knowledge of what these cancers are and what screening opportunities are available to these women. And I really like the approach that Christina's program took with lay health workers and, you know, sort of these health advocates or navigators that can help a woman through the system, putting them in touch with services. And also increasing opportunities to strengthen self-efficacy. You know, seeking out maybe female physicians if they're not comfortable with a male physician, or again, knowledge and awareness of available screenings to them. And also trying to identify culturally sensitive screening opportunities, so helping even healthcare providers be aware of how they could approach these topics with the women who come to them. So again, along this continuum of care, not just focusing on our participants, but also on the people who are providing this care. And following a policy agenda and developing one, AHS being an advocate for the women and actually being aware of these new recommendations and what that means for people, because it's confusing, you know, people say like, oh, go get screened. Oh, wait, no, you don't have to. So like really making that clear to people and what that means to them in their lives. And then, of course, seek continued funding for screening and referral support, really strengthening this type of program. So here's some good references. There's a lot of literature out there about, you know, this idea of aggregating data. A lot of the literature, you know, Korean American women are more likely to be affected by breast cancer than other Asian denominations, and Vietnamese women with cervical cancer. There's a lot of literature out there, so I encourage you to look out there. And then acknowledging, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all of the people who helped fund and support this program along the way. And this is Dr. Zhang's information. I encourage you to contact her if you have any questions or if you wanted to partner or had any questions about Asian Human Services. Like maybe you're from a different state and you're trying to start programs. The best way is to, you know, make these connections and develop these relationships, and I strongly encourage that. I have this PowerPoint in the back too, so you can take that and have that information, or I have cards. So thank you so much for being here.